the Honorable Chief Justice and Justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio, you may be seated.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the May 2023 Ohio Bar Admissions Ceremony. I am Chief Justice Sharon Kennedy, and it is my honor to preside today, to administer your oath, and to welcome you as new colleagues to the bar. Seated on the stage are my fellow justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio. In order of seniority, Justice Patrick Fisher, Justice Pat DeWine, Justice Michael Donnelly, Justice Melody Stewart, Justice Jennifer Bruner, and Ohio's newest Justice, Joseph Dieters. We congratulate all of you on passing the bar. This is a culmination of 20 years or more of hard work and formal education. Your education as you practice law will continue every day of your professional life. But today is a time for celebration of this milestone, the sacrifices and the accomplishment. For you, your family, and all who have supported you along this journey to this point. A total of 358 law school graduates sat for the Ohio Bar exam in February. 151 of you seated here today are those who passed the challenging entrance exam to enter our noble profession. Among the first-time test takers, 60% earned a passing score. Congratulations and well done. Representing the many law schools that provide excellent training for the future of our profession is Dean Lee Fisher of the Cleveland State University of College of Law. Dean?
Chief Justice Kennedy and Justice Fisher, Justice DeWine, Justice Donnelly, Justice Stewart, Justice Bruner, and Justice Dieters. I may never get a chance to actually argue a case again before the House Supreme Court, so I wanted to pretend that I was. May it please the court. Three bricklayers were asked, "What are you doing?" The first said, "I am laying bricks." The second said, "I am building a cathedral." And the third said, "I am building a house of God." The first bricklayer has a job. The second has a career, and the third has a calling. Today, I ask you to think about not your job, not your career, but to think about your calling. Why? Because we're living through a defining moment in our history. As our nation becomes more diverse, we can find the shared values and common ground that makes us all human and connected. Or by our silence, we can allow demagogues to exploit our differences to divide and separate us from one another. The January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol that took place while most of you were in your first year of law school was a lasting lesson in the importance of the rule of law. It is a reminder of the fragility of our democracy. Many of the violent insurrectionists carried American flags under the false guise of patriotism. But let's be clear, their actions were a direct assault on the heart of our democracy and our long history of peaceful transition of presidential power. Wrapping yourself in our flag doesn't make you a patriot. Living up to its values does. All people of good faith should stand firm on our principles of decency and democracy and speak up for them in moments like these. Now more than ever, we need lawyer leaders like each of you, whose calling is to defend these values and the rule of law. So today I ask you to use your law degree not only to make a difference for your clients, but to make a difference in the lives of people that you will never meet. Across the nation, hate and prejudice, bigotry and disinformation are on the rise because of the dangerously combustible combination of demagogues who normalize hate and extremism and disregard truth and facts, and the use of social media to spread hate and lies instantaneously throughout the world. We must view every attack on someone because of the color of their skin, the country where they or their ancestors were born, who they worship or who they love, as an attack on all of us and the fundamental values of equality and dignity that define us as a country. 37 years ago, as an Ohio State Senator, I authored Ohio's hate crime law, premised on the belief that a crime against someone because the color of their skin, their religion, or their ethnic origin was not only a crime against a person or a family, it was a crime against society and deserved stiffer punishment. And years later, as Ohio Attorney General, I had the unique privilege of defending the law's constitutionality before this esteemed Ohio Supreme Court. When there is a hate crime that targets black or brown people or those in the LGBTQ plus community, it shouldn't be up to the NAACP or the Human Rights Campaign to call it out. It should be all of us. When Kanye West and white supremacists spew hateful anti-Semitism, it shouldn't be up to the Anti-Defamation League to call it out. It should be all of us. Why? Because silence is hate's best friend. Fidelity to the rule of law does not mean that the law is always just. We know it's not. We all have to work in making it better, but when our nation has achieved anything of consequence, it has done so most often through civil debate, mutual respect, and measured compromise. We are at our best when we are showing humility, listening to others' views, respectfully debating differences, and building consensus. So today I ask you to take the time to think and decide what kind of leader you want to be. Think about the skills that we need to discern truth, to uncover and reveal bias, and to communicate across differences. We need leaders who are trained in the law, know how to discern what is true and what is a lie, and have the courage to speak up when our democracy and basic human decency are threatened. So many of you came to law school not only to learn law, but to live justice, to advocate for fixing what's broken, to forcefully call out injustice, and to decry inequality. So I ask you to think of yourselves more than lawyers. Think of yourselves as custodians of civility, defenders of democracy, and guardians of justice. That's your calling that goes well beyond your job and your career. We are at our best when, in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, we fight injustice anywhere because it's a threat to justice everywhere. It's not hyperbole to say that our hope for the future of civility and decency and democracy and justice lies with you. The world needs you now more than ever. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean Fisher. Attorneys and judges rely on the expertise of colleagues throughout their career, and you will too. On behalf of the Ohio State Bar Association, the state's largest professional association of attorneys, please welcome its president, the Honorable Dean Wilson, Judge of the Perry County Municipal Court. Judge.
May it please the court, Chief Justice Kennedy, justices of the Supreme Court, and honored guests, and most importantly, our new applicants. I am Dean Wilson, President of the Ohio State Bar Association. It is my great honor to be among the first to congratulate you and welcome you into your new profession. I was admitted to the bar in November of 1983, but I never attended the bar admission ceremony until this year when I was invited by the chief to speak. As I recall, I missed all the festivities because I was already back at home in the courtroom on cases and frankly treading a little water as I was thrown into the deep end of the pool to start my practice. The times were a bit different, but now, as then, people have high standards for the lawyers. I am not going to sugarcoat it. They do expect you to have all the answers, especially in the instant gratification era of Google and chat. The best advice I can give you is, having served in private practice as a municipal judge and as a former chair of the local grievance committee, just don't be tempted to think or pretend that you do know everything. I can recall many a time as a new lawyer when I was confidently answered a question to a client in a meeting. Then I actually looked up the answer and spent the next day trying to find a graceful way to clean up my mistake. So please make sure that if nothing else that you get out of this speech today, that you understand one thing. Don't be afraid to say, "I don't know, but I'll find out and I will call you back tomorrow." It should be well established in your vocabulary. All lawyers would fare a bit better, I think, if humility were among the first lessons that we learned as we embarked on our new legal careers. The other point of reference that I make my probation department, as well as my staff and the treatment team in my drug court follow, is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that should be a preamble as you approach your practice, whether it's in private practice or with a business. It certainly got a good dose of that less than patient judge who asked me a standard question about a dissolution that I couldn't answer at the time. He let me have it, but it only took that one brief humiliation, and I still have that answer tattooed on my arm. Now, that judge was the exception rather than the rule. I think you'll find that judges and your fellow lawyers want to help you be successful. So don't be afraid to ask questions when you need to. Even better, find yourself a mentor. I learned to try a case from Jack McClellan, a partner in my law firm in Zanesville that I joined when I passed the bar exam. And later, when I became municipal court judge, it was Judge Robert Tigg who taught me to serve my community first, and I'd be well on the road to becoming the kind of judge that I wanted to be and that your community expects you to be. I had good rapport with each of them. They answered my questions, they helped me avoid more rookie mistakes, and supported me along the way. Throughout my career, I've always tried to pay it forward with the new and young attorneys. The career you have chosen is extremely demanding, and it can be even more rewarding, particularly when you have the help of a person to solve their legal problems. But those ups and downs are exactly why you shouldn't go it alone. The Supreme Court has a great mentorship program, and I wouldn't be a very good representative of the Ohio State Bar Association as president if I didn't tell you that the Bar Association also has a great outreach programs to help you in your future career. In fact, we hope that you and your guest will join us at the Supreme Court building following the ceremony today so we can get you signed up and you can meet some of your new colleagues. There will also be food, photos, special gifts, and an opportunity for you to get your professional headshot taken. We will shower you with gifts today, but remember, the true value of membership is what it will contribute to your professional success and personal happiness, and I mean that. I joined the Bar Association early in my career, but it wasn't until a few years down the road that I found the time to really get involved with it. It didn't take me long to see what a difference you can make when you bring lawyers of different parts of the state, different practice areas and backgrounds together to solve real problems. You are well on your way to that, and I hope to see you at the reception so that I can personally welcome you to our ranks. I wish you great success as you kick off your new legal careers, and thank you and congratulations to those families that are out there that supported you through this. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Wilson. And now it is my great pleasure to introduce the Honorable Mark Wiest, Chair of the Board of Bar Examiners.
Thank you, Chief. May it please the court, the successful applicants from the February 2023 Ohio Bar Examination are here before the court. They have met all the requirements to take the oath and be admitted to practice. It is my privilege to move the court to admit these applicants to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
A motion has been made. Are there any objections? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Now I have the great honor of administering the oath. Will the admittees please stand and raise your right hand? Your statement of the following indicates either you swear or affirm to be bound by the oath. I, state your name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the state of Ohio, and I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations. Please be seated. You have completed your classes, passed the bar, and now, welcome. You are attorneys. On behalf of on behalf of the justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio, Justice Michael Donnelly will share some perspective from the bench with you as you enter your professional life as an attorney. Justice?
Thank you, Chief Justice Kennedy, distinguished guests. Good afternoon, I'm Justice Michael Donnelly, and on behalf of all of my colleagues, I would like to welcome you to this bar admission ceremony and congratulate you on all the hard work you have engaged in over the last few years, which ultimately brings us here today. I would also like to extend our gratitude to the family members present today whose support and encouragement was and will continue to be invaluable to every now attorney's new attorney's success. You know, when you're fortunate to grow as old as I have and you reflect back on your life, there are certain moments and milestones that I suppose every human being shares in varying degrees that seem to retain a crystal-like clarity despite the passage of time. These include graduations, the moment you meet your significant other, weddings, and the welcoming of children to your family. But as lawyers, as you all know now, we share our own very special moment, which you will also vividly recall when you're as old as I am. I'm referring, of course, to that sublime moment that you all experienced around 7 a.m. in the morning on Friday, April 28th, 2023, when you learned for the first time that you would never ever have to take that fill-in-the-blank test again. As Supreme Court justices, we are asked to address the new lawyers after each bar exam on a revolving basis. The last time I was informed by the Chief Justice that it would be my turn to address the successful applicants was back in January of 2020. Little did I know how fast and to what extent the world would so drastically change by the time the May ceremony arrived, and that I would become the first justice in our state's history to deliver the remarks virtually to the new lawyers, all participating and that taking their oaths from their home computers. And while the severe challenges we faced specifically brought on by the worldwide pandemic are hopefully now in the rearview mirror, the challenges facing our society and our democracy at this time cannot be overstated. Never in my lifetime, perhaps in our country's history, has there been such an urgent need for new, intelligent, innovative, eager attorneys like yourselves who will immediately be called upon after today's ceremony to navigate our citizens through a democracy that is in crisis. As you are all keenly aware, you enter the profession at a time of great political unrest and division, with large percentages of our citizens questioning their faith in all of democracy's institutions, the bedrock of which is our judicial system. You also enter the profession at a time of almost unmanageable technological advancement. And as attorneys, you will be at the forefront of confronting what may be humanity's greatest challenge to date, the development of artificial intelligence, which appears to be fraught with dangers we have yet to fully ascertain, especially for a democracy which values truth and freedom among all other ideals. But it is precisely because of you, with your energy and your desire to improve things, that provides me with such great optimism that we will get through these trying times together and meet all of these important challenges. As I prepared my remarks for today, I thought about what I would say to my younger self way back in 1992 when I sat in the seats you are now sitting in. And I believe it would be something like this. Each of you today has been given a great opportunity as a licensed attorney. As lawyers, you have the unique opportunity to wake up each day and go to work for the sole purpose of helping someone in need, whether it's seeking justice for a victim injured by another person's transgression, or defending someone who has been falsely accused, or assisting someone through a legal transaction who would be helpless without someone with your expertise and your training. As President Lincoln once said, law is nothing else but the best of reason of wise men and women applied for ages to the transactions and business of mankind. I would also tell myself one of the most important things I've learned throughout my career, and that is, with this great privilege also comes great responsibility. Every generation of lawyers has the responsibility to work together to make improvements that will leave our legal system better than the way you found it for the future attorneys who will one day stand in your shoes. The best advice I can offer you today is this: never be afraid throughout your career to raise your voice and question the way things are done, or offer an alternative method or idea that promotes truth, greater fairness, efficiency, and equality for all of our citizens. And when you do raise your voice to ask these questions, never be satisfied or intimidated with the response that you will inevitably receive from some people. Well, that's the way we've always done it. The best opportunity I have found to carry out this responsibility is to get engaged in your local, state, and national bar associations, which exist solely to achieve these worthy goals. Support the Ohio Legal Assistance Foundation and your local legal aid societies, so that no one in our society, regardless of their financial status, is denied access to justice. After today's ceremony, you will visit the place where I, alongside my colleagues, am privileged to serve the citizens of Ohio, our state's beautiful Supreme Court building. Before you enter, please take an opportunity to stand before the fountain, which sits next to the building and which is titled by the artist who created it, In Principle and in Practice. And carved at the fountain's base are all the tenets we seek to achieve in this legal profession: truth, justice, equity, and compassion among them. I want to thank you all for your decision to enter this great profession and for agreeing to work from this day forward towards achieving each of these ideals. I wish each and every one of you great success and continued good health and safety for you and your families. Congratulations again, and God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Donnelly. Now, new attorneys, you will be individually recognized and accept your certificates. Please rise one row at a time as you are instructed by the ushers. Please follow the ushers' hand signals as you approach the stage. You will come up the side stairs. Take your time on the stairs. After you receive your certificate, please return to your seat using the center stage stairs at the center aisle. Please use the handrails. For audience members, please remain seated. If you're getting up to take a picture, please use one of the side aisles only. Keep the center aisle clear for the movement of the new attorneys. Thank you.
Matthew William Abraham.
Andrew Berry.
Rachel Elizabeth Ban.
Shara Lee Baumgartel.
Mahir Bizervik.
Maximilian James Bedell.
Melinda Jane Benson.
Paul Francis Boyle.
Garrett Alder Blackburn.
Sophia Eileen Brown.
Emily Madison Brewer.
Dominic Francis Carano.
Robert Joseph Berta II.
Maria Carroll.
Abigail Elizabeth Connell.
Daryl Wayne Clater Jr.
Christopher Thomas Curley.
Richard Dean Cutlip.
Tess Lauren Frazier.
Carrie Jones Freeman.
Gregory Allen Jacomet.
Caitlin Marie Green.
Jonathan Allen LaCrosse.
Danny Guan.
Alicia Gail Lash.
Joseph Robert Hoja.
Charles D. Malone.
Charles Alexander Howe.
Motaz Mandali. Yeah!
Caitlin Erica Holteen.
John Douglas McGahey Jr.
Paige Nicole Kern.
Alexis Ray Pennell.
Ishan Menon.
Miranda Lynn Wrench.
Kaylee Summer Nader.
Kenneth Dale Sapp.
Nathan Thomas Nieswitz.
Philip Jacob Silverman.
Destiny Ann Piccirillo.
Kayla Ronisha Taylor.
Jason Vincent Sanders.
Brianna Nicole Tolbert.
Ian Philip Sanderson.
Todd Anthony Walker.
Ian Houston Schell.
Alan Francis Dowling.
William Michael Simoti.
Hunter Stephen Lauterbach.
Mary Margaret Stanford.
Abby Brianne O'Leary.
Erin Janine Thompson.
Melanie Ann Dresch.
Emily Claire Towers.
Rachel Martha Ann Garcia.
Adam Stephen Kuntz.
Sydney K. Hamker.
Kaylee Catherine Gibbs.
Neil Lloyd Harrison.
Thomas Joseph Gronsky.
Patricia Claire Huntley.
Rachel Megan Hovenden.
Diane Carol James.
Madison Ann Knapp.
Chase Samuel Knodel.
Alicia Ann Lentz Conley.
Elizabeth Lauren Lindholm.
Taylor Olivia Navin.
Brennan Thomas Osborne.
Kelly Ann Rochat.
John James Reddy Jr.
Cecily Alexis Stewart.
Erica Jean Brock.
Corrine Goitman.
Charles Gregory Harmon.
Quinn Allen Miller.
Hannah Michelle Heinmiller.
Caitlin Ryan Michelle Davis.
Desiree Isaac.
Dylan Nicholas Sherman. Trisha Shantae Young.
Elijah Akachua Onane.
Luca Anthony Vigalone.
Daniel Jerome O'Rourke.
Kevin Christoph Porter.
Ahmad Farouk Abukar.
Orlando Burt Sanja Jr.
Kane Weston Krause.
Richard Michael Lucas.
Niu Roxanne Kadu.
Jessica Renee Choi.
Brooke Delaney Leonard.
Laura Ann Luca.
Maria Nicolous.
Edmund Gorman Bennett.
Nihal Olgun Sevik.
Patricia Ann Scott.
Chloe Ann Quinn.
Michael Lewis Colosimo.
James Parker Reesing.
Thomas Howard Kaczkowski.
Patrick Connor Wyndham.
Spencer William Telford.
Spencer Davis Campbell.
Valerie Jean Richards.
Kemal Vadaserver Catalan.
George Umberto Martinez Jr.
Damon Ray Davis.
Jeffrey Jean Eisenstadt.
James Andrew Deary Jr. Danielle Renice Hutchinson. Angela Ada Landa. Emily Elizabeth Madosh. Carlos Alexander Schemmel. Kevin Matthew Ernest. Melissa Helene Canaris. Natisse Tashia Lorton. Christopher Todd Milner. Emily Jean Mothmiller. Hannah Gabrielle Thompson.
Congratulations again. As the ceremony comes to a close, join me in a special thanks to Linda Ross, the sign language interpreter. Also, many thanks to organist Jim Hildreth. Thank you, Jim. And now it is time for all the new attorneys to stand and applaud all of those who've come this long, hard journey with all of you, who have supported you. Thank you also to the Ohio Channel for making the program available to all of those who could not be here today. And for those of you who are here in person, we invite you to join us a couple blocks down State Street and visit the Thomas J. Moyer Ohio Judicial Center, home of the Supreme Court of Ohio. In your packet and on the signs in the Judicial Center, you will see a QR code. You can scan and register and complete your licensure. Remember, that's the next step to practice. That code will also unlock information about new lawyer training, how to connect with a mentor. You can watch a recording of today's ceremony, and so much more. The Ohio State Bar Association will also host at the Supreme Court building an opportunity for you to have your picture taken at the bench and share information about how to get connected with the legal community. This event would not be possible without the good work of the Office of Bar Admissions and Attorney Services, the Columbus Police Department, and the Supreme Court's security. Thanks to all of the ushers, the stage crew, and our marshal, Rodney Tyler. The marshal, please adjourn the court.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.